Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. My name is Jacqueline Smith, and I'm calling about a charge on my bank account that I did not authorize.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in the system. One moment. Okay, Ms. Smith, I do have an account in your name. And can you verify your address?
1415 Northwest Willow Drive, Green Valley, Missouri, 64029.
Okay, thank you. I do have your account pulled up, and it looks like we attempted to bill you. Let's see what it's for. It's Bites Hub. It's a meal plan app which provides you with nutritional recipes, tutorials, and things like that.
Well, I'm not interested. The only I want to know how you got my bank card information, because
You
what I
didn't.
filled out online was to pay the shipping and handling for a mixer with a Walmart logo on the ad.
Yes, and see, it also explained about the meal plan app too. That might have been an oversight.
It told me that I needed to go to another page for the meal plan app, and I didn't get that far because my bank informed me that it was declined and wanted
Yes,
to
it
know if I
was.
made the charge, and I said no, I did not. I was just wanting to pay for shipping and handling. So they explained that I needed to contact you and tell you cancel, do whatever you have to, because I'm not paying for that.
Okay, I did make sure the no further attempts will be made. Hold the line for one moment so I can make the updates. One moment, please.
Thank you very much.
One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did make the updates on the account, and then I can provide you with the cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. The cancellation number, one moment. It is C like Charles, 920-781-384.
Okay, now just one other question. When the bank informed me of the charge and declined it, they said it was because the CVV number was entered incorrectly. So I went back in to correct the CVV number, not knowing that I had inadvertently done something with you. And in doing so, I got charged a second time for a different company.
Well, it looks like they attempted to bill you twice, but neither of the charges went through. They were both declined.
Okay, so I don't need to call this other 855 number the bank gave me.
No.
This is a cancellation for both charges.
Correct. Well, attempted charges. Remember, we didn't bill you.
Right, I understand. I understand. I'll just know better next time to read the fine print better, because I usually go in and read fine print. I don't just inadvertently. And if there was a page that said you know, go to the next page, mm-hmm. but I never got that far.
Oh, okay.
Because when it declined my charge, it didn't mm-hmm. give me the opportunity to go to the next page.
Oh, I see. Yes, and see, we're just assuming the customers are fully aware of what they signed up for.
Right. Well, no, they're not. Maybe you go to the next page so you can see what you're signing up for should come before the billing information.
I understand. But yes, your account has been canceled and no further attempts will be made.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.